The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Good evening, Jonathan Healy, filling in for Kieran Cuddihy. You know, amongst the things I would like to be talking about right now are the Israeli military issuing evacuation orders to huge amounts of people in large areas of northern Gaza. That's causing massive displacement as they force people down towards the aid sites that are being set up by Israel that are in the middle of that particular strip. 60 people have been killed today in the new Israeli strikes in Gaza. I wouldn't mind talking about the reports that were in Israeli media about Israeli soldiers who were ordered to shoot unarmed people who were getting aid at the official Israeli-sponsored aid stations. I wouldn't mind talking about that. But no, we're not talking about that because someone decided that this would be the way to capture the world's imagination. Let's listen.
We have seen a strange reaction to people that come out and voice support for Palestine, even though anybody with any kind of moral compass can surely tell that what is happening over there in Gaza is a tragedy. So look, we're not pacifist punks here over at Bob Villain Enterprises. We are the violent punks, because sometimes you got to get your message across with violence, because that is the only language that some people speak.
Yeah, kind of, if he stopped it there, people would have said, well done, you're standing up for what you believe in. But no, he went on then to make a really stupid comment about killing members of the Israeli Defence Forces. And in isolation, you'd say, well, what is it? No, then he followed it up by from the river to the sea, which many Israelis consider to be an implication that they want to be wiped away. Israel wants to be wiped from the planet. And it's prompted a police investigation. They're looking at NECAP as well. Not quite so sure what they're looking at NECAP for, but they're looking at this guy, Bob Villain, for what he said as well. And all of this is creating this incredible dissonance between what is happening in Britain, where there is arguably no genocide. There is no people who are afraid of bombs coming through their roofs, whether they are on the Israeli or indeed on the Gazan side, but mostly on the Gazan side, let's face it. And this is becoming a big story to the ignorance of the actual reality on the ground in Gaza right now, where people are being killed and children are being killed. And we know the list of children is growing bigger by the day. And I just cannot get my head around why this is happening across the water and why people care so much. But maybe to help me get on top of this, let's speak with, in a moment, Colm O'Gorman, a human rights campaigner. But first, Peter Cardwell, Talk TV presenter. Good evening to you, Peter.
Good evening.
Why the obsession with stupid comments from somebody on a stage at Glastonbury when we could be talking about what's actually happening on the ground?
Well, we should talk about both. And what this person from Bob Villain said, which he didn't play, was that he called for death to the IDF. He talked about having a moral compass. There is no moral compass when you're calling for the death of any group, including an army of conscripts, many of whom have absolutely no way of getting out of that apart from going to prison. So whether you agree with the IDF or whether you don't, it's made up mostly of 18, 19, 20-year-olds who have basically no choice in being there, and he called for them to die and to be put to death. So that's incitement. And unsurprisingly, a police investigation has been launched in the last 15 minutes.
Who's he inciting? Just out of curiosity. This is from the stage in Glastonbury. How could it be considered incitement?
Well, he's talking to thousands of people, and thousands of them are shouting back, death the IDF. So they're guilty of incitement too. And I hope that the police on Avon and Somerset track them down as well and charge them with incitement.
So we're looking at there was 40,000 people inside there. You're looking for 40,000 people to be indicted?
Well, they didn't all shout it back. Some of them did, but thousands of them did, and they're all on camera doing so. What's also interesting is that the clip has been filmed and is now been seen by millions of people. The BBC heard him say exactly what you broadcast and then decided for the following 40 minutes that they would continue broadcasting what Bob Villain said. I'd be really interested if he had said death to gay people, death to black people, death to Muslims, death to women, whether the BBC would have continued playing that.
Mm. It was a stupid comment, but should this dominate the entire conversation when we could be talking about what's happening in Gaza?
we can talk about what's happening in Gaza. We are talking about what's happening in Gaza.
No, would you respect, across the water, you're not. In the UK right now, it is wall-to-wall Bob Villain, who until Saturday, nobody had ever heard of.
Well, I'm not responsible for all of the media. What I will
say
is
that,
since the 7th of October Hamas terrorist massacre in Israel, there's been a lot of discussion of what Israel has done in reaction to that, the hostages that are still there. And it's ironic that this happened at Glastonbury Music Festival. We remember the Nova Music Festival on the 7th of October. There are 9 hostages from that time still in captivity, still being held by Hamas terrorists. There were 370-odd people from Nova Music Festival who were killed. So you're at, by Hamas terrorists, so you're at a music festival. That has happened. And now, you know, 2 years later, but you have someone calling death to the IDF. It's absolutely appalling.
If the British Army went and did what the Israeli Defence Forces have done, I don't think there would be many in the UK rushing to defend them.
Well, how would someone like it if someone stood on a stage in Dublin and said death to the Irish army or death to the UK army or death to the French army? I mean, this is incitement. This is calling for people to be put to death. It is absolutely horrendous and shouldn't have happened. And rightly, there is a criminal investigation.
Colin McGorman?
Yeah, Jonathan, I have to say I share your incredulity that this has been given as much attention as it's been given. A punk rap duo say provocative, outrageous and unacceptable things. That should be the beginning and the end of the conversation. And the more that those aspects of what was said are ignored, the better. Obviously, it's not right to call for the death of anybody or any group of individuals. But you're quite right. The fact that the UK media and whole systems of public discourse, including its political discourse, is wrapped up in talking about what happened at Glastonbury at the weekend, as opposed to talking about the genocide that is happening right now in Gaza, and questioning the degree to which the UK is supporting and is complicit in that genocide, is, I think, much more obscene than anything that any provocateur said from any stage in Glastonbury over the weekend. I think it's an obscenity that people are talking about this. I think Peter's lost the run of himself as well, quite frankly, to suggest that Avon Somerset and police should somehow be doing what? Using video capture technology to identify anybody who lost the run of themselves and chanted along and then clog up the UK courts by prosecuting them? I mean, this is utter, utter nonsense. And it's a huge distraction from what we should be talking about. More than 56,000 people have been killed in Gaza since October of 2023. And yes, you have indeed referenced the important thing that came out over the weekend was that IDF soldiers are now confirming that they have been given orders to shoot unarmed civilians as they approach what are increasingly just looking like traps where Israel, with US support, has set up a so-called aid initiative to feed starving people, and when they turn up there, they're being shot and massacred and killed by the IDF directly. That's the obscenity that we should be talking about. Everything else is second order in all of this. And punk rap bands and punk performers have said outrageous, provocative things going back generations. We need to get real about what we need to deal with right now in the world.
You've lost the run of yourself, Peter Cardwell.
Well, it's really interesting Colm has said all that. Certainly the figure is about 56,000 people killed in Gaza. I'm absolutely not saying for a second that there have not been thousands of people killed in Gaza. There's no doubt about that. But what I don't trust are Hamas figures, because Hamas are terrorists, and but I don't trust Wikipedia.
Peter, if you went over there as a journalist right now to go into Gaza,
I
wouldn't be allowed in. And so therefore we have to take Gaza's figures.
Sorry, Jonathan, if I can jump in, that's the key point. I mean, this kind of pushback upon the only figures that we have available. And the only reason these are the only figures that are available is because Israel will not allow any independent observers or any independent journalists into Gaza. In fact, Israel has killed nearly every Palestinian journalist that's been operating in Gaza since they started their assault on Gaza in October of 2023. Peter, go and talk to some of the people who speak for your profession, please, rather than coming on here and spouting this kind of nonsense.
Well, why don't you just tell the truth?
It's really, really clear.
Why don't you say that the figures that you're quoting are from Hamas terrorists who cannot be relied upon? Why don't you talk about the Palestinian journalists who have been, some of whom have been members of Hamas? Why don't you talk about, and I agree with you, Israel and Egypt.
Sorry to interrupt, but Peter, you said I said something that wasn't true. What did I say that wasn't true? You're now just repeating your own talking points.
You're quoting figures that are not accurate because we cannot verify them. I'm about to agree with you.
The only figures we have Peter?
Well, and why quote them without qualifying them? That is what people do, and they shouldn't do it. I am interested in accuracy.
Peter, here we are again, right? Arguing over figures, when the only people who control the supply of accurate information from Gaza, as much as they control the inflow of any aid, which they're preventing at the moment into Gaza, is Israel, rather than talking about the fact that, let's just accept that your position that these figures may not be accurate. Tens of thousands of civilians, men, women and children, have been slaughtered since the assault on Gaza in October of 2023.
And if you listen to me for two seconds, I would agree with you. Let me finish what I'm saying and then you can come in.
Right now, hundreds of thousands of people are in famine conditions. Children, infants are dying. Whole families have been wiped out. I have people close to me who I love who have lost every member of families that they've had in Gaza over the last 3 years. None of them are Hamas terrorists. And to come on and start trotting out this kind of ridiculous, apologist nonsense that people trot out on behalf of the Israeli state all of the time is just obscene. It's unacceptable.
Peter Cardwell.
Well, he's called me an Israeli government apologist. That's insulting. I've been very critical.
I don't think you did.
You said I was trotting out apologist nonsense. That's what you said. First of all, you accepted it wasn't nonsense. And if you'd listened to me for 2 seconds, I would actually agree with you on the fact that I think Israel should be allowing journalists in. I think there should be free and fair media and access. And then we can find out exactly what's going on. I'm not denying for a second that there are dreadful humanitarian conditions in Gaza. I'm not denying for a second that we need to end the war and we need to release the hostages and make sure that the people of Gaza can have a free society. I want a free Palestine from Hamas.
You know, I've over about a period of 15 years when I was the executive director of Amnesty International Ireland, I met with many representatives of the Israeli government over the years. I know exactly what the attitude of Israel is to Gaza and to the Palestinian people. They have said explicitly, not just to me, but they said it publicly, that they attached a different moral weight to a Palestinian life lost in reprisal to an attack on Israel than they do to an Israeli life lost. They have described the situation in Gaza going back many years as challenging and difficult. You just use similar language. Hang on, let me finish and you'll understand what I'm about to say.
Well, I didn't use
described the situation in Gaza as very difficult from a humanitarian perspective. It's not very difficult from a humanitarian perspective. It's much worse than that. There is a genocide happening in Gaza. There is ethnic cleansing happening in Gaza. There is the use of famine as a food of war happening in Gaza. There is the indiscriminate ongoing targeting of an entire civilian population happening in Gaza. There is the wholesale setting aside and ignoring of a whole body of international humanitarian and human rights law happening in Gaza. That's what's happening in Gaza. It's not a humanitarian crisis. It's a genocide.
Peter Cardwell.
What I have not heard from Colm at any point in the last 18 minutes or 15 minutes or however long we've been talking about this is any criticism whatsoever of Hamas. I'd love to hear that.
Hamas are an appalling organisation. The attack on the music festival, the slaughter of Israeli civilians was an obscenity. It was profoundly wrong. There needs to be proper and full accountability if any of those people are still alive for those actions. It is unacceptable. The hostages, of course, should have been freed. They should never have been taken. They should have been freed a very long time ago. To suggest somehow that calling out the genocide that's happening today in Israel or in Gaza is somehow a refusal to acknowledge the atrocities of Hamas is just
trite. When have I done that? Well, you're twisting my words. When have I done that?
Of course, what Hamas did is obscene.
When have I done that?
Okay, well, to be fair, you've made your point that you haven't done that, Peter. And look, I think people will listen to this and they will hear what you said. The point being here that my central tenet in bringing both of you on was that talking about something at Glastonbury, whatever Bob Villain thought he was doing, he did a disservice to the people of Gaza. Can we both agree on that? Peter Cardwell first.
100%. And he should face the full consequence of the law.
Okay, Colm McGormand, did he do a disservice?
I don't think what Bob Villain said was acceptable or in any way useful or productive. And I think we should just stop talking about it. I think he's irrelevant.
Okay. We leave it there for now. Peter Cardwell, Talk TV presenter, Colm McGormand, human rights campaigner. Gentlemen, thank you both very much for joining us. It's easy to get passions raised on this. But should we get passions raised about the right thing, which is actually trying to stop it? Was that what Bob Vinton was trying to do by talking about death to the IDF? Of course it wasn't. That was about escalating it. He kind of said that in what he said, that he was escalating it. But we need to have a conversation around why we get excited about these things. And in the UK, the law is different to as it is here. The law on incitement is very different. It's not beyond the realms of possibility that they will expand that investigation, kind of what Peter Cardwell was talking about. He wasn't completely wrong in what he was saying, is that the police may be looking at people in the audience as well. And that's going to go on for months. And while it does, what's happening in Gaza is continuing to happen.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.